स्टार्टेड। मैं क्या बोले,
तो
खुद ही बोलता
मेघनाथ, थैंक यू फॉर बीइंग हियर विद अस. बट बिफोर वी स्टार्ट टुडे, आई हैव टू डू समथिंग विच वी मिस्ड डूइंग इन आवर लास्ट एपिसोड, एंड वी वर टोल्ड बाय आवर लिसनर्स कि क्यों नहीं किया. वो ये था कि यूजुअली गाने गाते हैं हम लोग पॉडकास्ट में, राइट?
व्हाट
हाँ, तो
क्लोज द
लास्ट एपिसोड में जब हम लोग ने
अंताक्षरी,
लास्ट एपिसोड
ये
में जब
है
टेलीकॉम बिल की बात करी,
अंताक्षरी.
तो हम लोग ने टेलीकॉम बिल पे हंसने वाली नहीं बोला, तो पब्लिक को बहुत बुरा लगा, तो मैंने इसलिए वहां से शुरू करता हूँ. सो स्टार्टिंग फ्रॉम देयर, आई नो यू ऑल, मतलब यू ऑलवेज से, मतलब मैं इंग्लिश क्यों हो रहा, बट यू ऑलवेज से कि यू हैव दिस इमेंस ट्रस्ट इन दी लैक ऑफ अबिलिटी ऑफ आर स्ट्रक्चर्स, ऑफ आर पीपल इन पावर एंड पीपल हु हैव टू इम्प्लीमेंट दोज थिंग्स. सो इन दैट लाइट, हाउ डू यू सी दिस टेलीकॉम बिल थिंग शेपिंग अप इन 2024?
एक तो द क्वालिटी ऑफ लॉज दैट दे आर राइटिंग इज वेरी बैड, एंड आई एम नॉट अ लॉयर, बट आई हैव स्पोकन टू इनफ लॉयर्स टू नो हाउ अनॉयड दे आर. एक तो कंप्लीटली वेग एस टर्म्स लाइक
वो
ऑब्सेनिटी एंड
इजंट
व्हाटएवर.
दैट स्केरियर, मतलब
सो
मुझे ऐसा
दैट्स द
लगता
थिंग, इट इज स्कैरी. यस, इट इज वेरी स्कैरी. आई एम नॉट ट्राइंग टू डाउन प्ले द स्कैरी पार्ट ऑफ इट, बिकॉज वॉट यूजिंग वेग टर्म्स इन लॉज मीन्स इज दैट इट कैन बी सिलेक्टिवली यूज ऑन एनी वन. इट कैन बी अप्लाइड ऑन एनी वन, एनी सिचुएशन. लाइक किसी को भी तुम इकोनॉमिक सिक्योरिटी, नेशनल सिक्योरिटी बोल सकते हो एनी सिचुएशन. लाइक महुआ मोइत्रा इज अ गुड एग्जाम्पल, राइट? वेन महुआ मोइत्रा गॉट किक्ड बिकॉज शी शेयर हर लॉग इन पासवर्ड विथ यू नो समवन इन दुबई टू फाइल हर क्वेश्चंस, विच आई डोंट थिंक इज अ बिग डील, बट अपेरेंटली इट वॉज मेड अ बिग डील. बट देन दे किक्ड हर आउट बिकॉज इट्स अ थ्रेट टू नेशनल सिक्योरिटी फॉर सम रीजन. Then this fellow, Pratap Simha, who gave passes to these two fellows who came in and smoked up the parliament, he's completely fine, I sense, it seems. Like, they broke five layers of security, smuggled in cans full of gas. It could have been anything. Again, I keep saying
ऐसे
it
किया हम लोग
fortunately it
एनी
wasn't.
वे.
हाँ,
वो जो गुजरात का वो नहीं था ऑफिसर, जो क्या पीएमओ का वो करके कहा, वो नहीं
किरण
था क्या
पटेल,
थ्रेट? मतलब
किरण
हाँ,
पटेल, किरण
वो
पटेल.
कोई
हाँ,
थ्रेट नहीं था, उससे कोई थ्रेट नहीं हुआ था,
उससे
मतलब
कोई
देयर
थ्रेट
वाज
नहीं हुआ.
नथिंग.
एग्जैक्टली, राइट? यू नो, लाइक, सो देर आर सच बिजार एग्जाम्पल्स ऑफ हाउ दिस लॉ कैन बी अप्लाइड एंड यूज्ड स्पेसिफिकली अगेंस्ट योर ओपोनेंट. सो दैट इज द स्कैरी पार्ट, राइट? एंड इट हैज अ ड्यूअल इफेक्ट. वन इज ऑफ कोर्स दैट यू आर सिलेक्टिवली अप्लाइंग इट टू सॉर्ट ऑफ क्रश ऑन योर क्रश डाउन योर ओपोनेंट. सो देर इज लाइक अ चिलिंग इफेक्ट. एवरीबडी इज स्केर्ड कि कब होगा, क्या होगा, कौन से सिचुएशन में होगा, कुछ पता नहीं है. क्या बोल दूंगा मैं पब्लिकली, उससे क्या लॉज विल बी यूज, पता नहीं है. द सेकेंड इज देर आर पीपल लाइक मोनू माने सर एंड गुरमीत राम रहीम सिंह जी इंसान एंड दिस ब्रिज भूषण शरण इडियट हु आर जस्ट डूइंग वॉट एवर द हेल दे वॉन्ट एंड नो लॉज आर बींग अप्लाइड ऑन देम. सो दे आर एम्बोल्डेंड. सो इट हैज अ ड्यूअल इफेक्ट दैट वे, राइट? वी टेंड टू सॉर्ट ऑफ फोकस ऑन द फर्स्ट वन, विच इज द चिलिंग इफेक्ट. द सेकेंड इज अ लॉट मोर इम्पॉर्टेंट. Because if laws are not applied to all people equally, then they don't matter at all, right? So
Yes. No, I was just saying that it is, I mean, expected, nahi? Isn't it expected that this is how it will be? Like, there is, I don't have even an iota of doubt in me ki these laws will not be will be unequally applied and
हाँ,
applied
मतलब
to,
इंटेंशन ही वही है एक्चुअली,
because
इंटेंशन ही वही है.
and
इंटेंशन ही
the way they look at the world is also that,
वही.
right? In the sense, उनको जो लाइक सम ऑफ द थिंग्स यू यू से और सम यू नो समवन लाइक रवीश टाइप पीपल विल से आर सीन एज थ्रेट टू दिस इन देयर आइडिया इन देयर माइंड टू द सॉवरेनिटी ऑफ इंडिया. तो दे विल अप्लाई इट इट दैट वे. द प्रॉब्लम डेफिनेटली इज दैट आई जस्ट थिंक, मैं बताता हूँ व्हाट आई थिंक. सो रिसेंटली 2 दिन पहले की बात है, नॉर्थ कोरिया में एक लेडी के घर में आग लग गई एंड दैट लेडी वॉज अरेस्टेड बिकॉज शी इन ट्राइंग टू सेव हर सेल्फ शी डिड नॉट सेव द पोर्ट्रेट ऑफ किम जोंग उन दैट वॉज इन हर हाउस. दैट्स वॉट स्केयर्स मी
बट हाउ डिड द
कि
न्यूज गेट आउट?
How did
Actually,
you
it could
use?
be actually it could be Pakistani. I don't know. अभी अभी
Yeah,
now that I've
exactly. I was
said it,
wondering कि how did
ऐसा
this news from North Korea get out? Exactly.
लग
But you're right. You know,
रहा
the reason why I said, you know, like I kind
है.
of trust in the incompetence of our system. So you make all these laws, all these shitty laws, right? You're using them now. 10 years from now, some other government will come and use it against you. Yeah. And then you will outrage. Right. And then there'll be like this cycle of violence and suffering for a while, which is like, let's say, 2 decades, whatever. And after a point, someone will come in and say, ki, tum log na chaman log the, ki tumne itna sara chamangiri hone diya, right? And this would happen also because of the incompetence of our bureaucracy. Right. So I feel like by breaking the system like this, the BJP is doing us a favor in the future. I feel like by breaking the system in so many ways, which is like parliament se suspensions, Manipur mein you are not paying any attention, no responsibility, no accountability, no press conferences done, all the plethora of things they did throughout 2023, selective application of laws, bulldozing bills through, and is selectively using them to crush opponents, ED, IT, CBI, all the things that we are seeing. They're breaking the system in so many ways that in the future, I feel like we will be smarter about this. I genuinely believe that. Because I feel like all these boomer types will die. These authoritarian, loving boomer uncles, WhatsApp uncles will, I mean, naturally die. I'm
नहीं
not
बट
saying it, it's just
कभी
nature.
कभी कभी कभी
बट
डर लगता है
मुझे
यार.
मुझे मिलेनियल्स और जेन जी से भी ज्यादा उम्मीद लगती नहीं है,
आई
मतलब थोड़ी थोड़ा
अग्री, आई मीन आई डू
डर
अग्री,
लगता है
लाइक
मुझे
मिलेनियल्स
अब.
आर नॉट एग्जैक्टली द बेस्ट पीपल, बट आई डू फील लाइक मिलेनियल्स आर मोर एम्पथेटिक देन द ओल्डर जनरेशन फॉर श्योर.
होपफुली
थोड़ा एम्पथी ज्यादा है, थोड़ा सा वर्ल्ड व्यू भी थोड़ा एक्सपैंडेड है, मोर ट्रेवल्ड, लिटिल मोर प्रिविलेज्ड, सो आई थिंक दैट वे ऑल्सो अ लिटिल मोर स्मार्टर, सो आई हैव होप दैट वे. जेनजी तो छोड़ ही दो, जेनजी तो लाइक अभी तो अभी से ही मतलब इतने एंटी अथॉरिटेरियन है, इट्स क्रेजी.
द वे आई आई थिंक अबाउट इट, और मैं इसको ना ऐसे ब्रेक डाउन करने के बारे में सोच रहा हूँ, बट बिकॉज मे बी आई हैव नेवर लिव्ड इन दैट काइंड ऑफ वर्ल्ड, इसलिए शायद मैं ब्रेक डाउन नहीं कर पा रहा हूँ. बट वेन द सोसाइटी ब्रेक्स डाउन अराउंड यू, राइट, वेन द स्ट्रक्चर्स ब्रेक डाउन अराउंड यू, ऐसा नहीं होता है. एंड दिस इज वेयर आई आई फेल, क्योंकि आई हैव नॉट लिव्ड इन, सो दिस इज, बट ऐसा नहीं होता है कि यू सी थिंग्स ब्रेक डाउन अराउंड यू इन द सेंस. आई मीन यू यू लाइक, सो फॉर एग्जाम्पल राइट
ओवरनाइट नहीं
नाउ,
होता,
हाँ, ओवरनाइट नहीं होता, इट्स द स्टेप
ग्रेजुअली,
ए एंड स्टेप
फ्रॉग
बी
इन
आर,
बॉइलिंग वाटर.
हाँ, सो इन्फिनिटली स्मॉल कि यू डोंट सी अ डिफरेंस बिटवीन स्टेप ए एंड स्टेप बी, एंड देन स्टेप बी एंड स्टेप सी, एंड देन व्हेन स्टेप डी कम्स यू थिंक यार स्टेप बी पे मैंने कुछ नहीं बोला, तो स्टेप डी पे मुझे अलर्ट होने की क्या जरूरत है, राइट? तो जैसे मैं अभी बोल रहा हूँ ना, एंड अगेन इट्स मे बी थोड़ा सा ऐसा सरप्राइजिंग या अनबिलीवेबल या आई डोंट नो कैसा लगता है सोचने में, बट जस्ट गो बैक टू 2014, ठीक है? एंड आई एम टेलिंग यू इन 2014 दैट मेघना व्हाट हैपन्स इज कि जस्ट इमेजिन दैट 50% ऑफ द पार्लियामेंट हैज बीन सस्पेंडेड ऑन लाइक रैंडम चार्जेस, राइट? लाइक रियली लिटरली प्रोटेस्टिंग अबाउट देयर ओन सिक्योरिटी एंड दे हैव बीन सस्पेंडेड अबाउट दैट, ठीक है? इमेजिन दैट देर इज नो न्यूज चैनल दैट इज ऑन केबल टीवी विच इज इवन स्लाइटली लाइक कॉम्बैटिव टू द रेजिम, देर इज नो लाइक देर इज नो वन इन द जुडिशरी हु हैज द करेज टू टेक ऑन द रेजिम, सो मच सो दैट एनी लॉ और एनी थिंग दैट द regime brings in, the judiciary will try and find language to support it, you know. And if you are a small independent broadcaster today, literally your situation is ki agar kal ko koi hawaldar comes into your home, takes away your stuff, or there is a ban put on you via government request in through YouTube, you cannot expect to receive any sort of justice anywhere. It is, don't you think it is like, what exactly do you, when we say ki aisa dictatorship होएगा इंडिया में या होने तो व्हाट एग्जैक्टली इज हाउ एग्जैक्टली विल इट बी मोर डिफरेंट फ्रॉम दिस.
So if you told me this in 2014, A, I would say you're crazy. Because I genuinely believed in 2014 that our system is resilient enough to sort of
I did
prevent all of this, right? I was wrong. A lot of people were wrong. Yeah, a lot of people were wrong. And I feel like my brain broke in 2016, November the 8th. Again, like as you said, you haven't lived this phase. I was there when demonetization happened and the whole shit went down. And the first thing that I asked the next day was like, under what law is he doing this? But you tell me how many people would have asked that question. Very few, right? Because after I asked this question, and I was like, mere paas time nahi answer karne ke liye because mujhe bhi cash exchange karna hai. So I have to go stand in fucking line. And now I have to basically be there for like a week, which I was. Like 5 days ke liye I was standing in line. I saw bawals, beating up, kuch bhi ho raha hai matlab, right? I feel like my brain started breaking during that time. And then in 2016, if you would have told me the same things, that this man, this crazy fellow who is in power now, will do such and such thing, I was like, totally believe you, right? If you tell me now that he is going to turn this into a Hindu Rashtra, totally believe you. If you tell me now that he will turn this into a one-party system, absolutely. I think he will. I think genuinely there is a chance that if they come back in 2014 with a majority, we are done. We are done. The democracy is genuinely over. And we have to live through it then.
It's...
Pata hai, but lekin hoga kya pata hai? मतलब दे विल बी देयर बट थोड़ा सा कुछ ऐसा उसमें लोग कुछ निकाल लेंगे कुछ कि अरे वोट परसेंटेज बढ़ गया इंडिया का एंड
ऑफ कोर्स
ऑल दोस थिंग्स वो
सो हियर्स द थिंग
इट्स इवन मोर पेनफुल आई फील
नो बट निशांत हियर्स द थिंग लाइक दैट्स वेयर द पावर ऑफ नैरेटिव्स कम इन राइट व्हिच इज इफ यू एसेंशियली आर एबल टू स्पिन एनीथिंग इन योर फेवर And you can do it very well and systematically. You can do anything, literally. Like, for example, this disqualification thing is just one example of it, right? 143 MPs got kicked from parliament, right? These fellows went outside and they were protesting, right?
Yeah,
stairs pe baithke, they were just protesting. And TMC MP gets up and starts mimicking a speaker. Not even the chairman or the speaker, just a speaker. He's just like, you have no spine, like whatever he did, right? You know, that whole mimicry clip we saw. Now that happens. Rahul Gandhi is recording it. Some random fellow from the side is recording it. Rahul Gandhi, I think Congress also put up the clip. The whole thing, the narrative becomes about that, which is the scary part, right? You, if you are able to spin
anything
143
any disc- fucking thing ye cheez is the thing
but I feel like having said that I do feel I mean I do have this inkling or this feeling now that people are also like seeing how the BJP sort of thinks that their audience is stupid Because I think the BJP has started doing that a little. Here's the thing. If you think the audience is stupid, sure. But when the audience realizes that they are being called stupid, that is the breaking point. I feel like we are getting there dheere dheere. Right now, at least, I can see that Godi Media ko jo bhi dekhta tha, even BJP supporters, they're extremely tired of it. They're like, nahi hoga humse. One example, I was in Pune abhi, last week, right? I did a random poll of how many people consume news and how, right? So one was, I asked them how many of you get your news from TV news. So I have done these polls in different events, right? And this was last week. In a gathering of 350 people, just tell me how many people raise their hands. Just guess.
Abhi aisa bol diya to phir to kam hi bolunga main. 10%.
Bata na.
35.
Bata na.
10%. Huh?
अच्छा निशांत
हाँ ज्यादा तो नहीं लग रहा है इवन लेसर
1%
यस
1% अ वेरी ओल्ड अंकल who just raised his hand and he looked behind and he got embarrassed and he put it down. Right? It was bizarre. Okay. Instagram. I asked how many of you get your news from Instagram. Guess percentage. Just
इंस्टाग्राम ज्यादा होगा ना,
Instagram
आई
तो हाँ. What was the crowd like? Like, I mean,
350
यंग्स,
people.
No,
350
no,
people,
like
यंगस्टर्स ना,
mostly young.
actually middle age
Next.
youngsters. There was like a mixed crowd
अच्छा,
generally,
आई विल
but
बी
Marathi
तो
elite, I would call them.
आई वुड से इंस्टाग्राम में यंगस्टर्स का ज्यादा होगा, फेसबुक में मिडिल एज का ज्यादा होगा.
पासिंग पासिंग
दैट्स
मार्क्स देता हूँ, 35%, 35% ऑफ द पीपल.
अबाउट 20% वाज हाउ मच आई एस्टिमेटेड.
ओ इंस्टाग्राम में
यूट्यूब,
भी,
या इंस्टाग्राम
ओ
20%.
यूट्यूब तो 100%,
यूट्यूब,
वेरी
या
हाई, वेरी
अबाउट
हाई.
सेवेंटी परसेंट
या
अबाउट
वेरी हाई.
सेवेंटी
हाँ
परसेंट रेज देयर हैंड्स. राइट? देर आई जेन्युइनली फील देर इज दिस शिफ्ट हैपनिंग वेर देर इज ए ओवर सैचुरेशन ऑफ ए मोदी कॉन्टेंट, बट बी प्रो गवर्नमेंट प्रोपोगेंडा कॉन्टेंट एंड दिस होल स्पिनिंग. राइट? सो वेन देर इज अ रवीश कुमार हु इज बेसिकली गोइंग देयर एवरी डे एंड टेलिंग यू फॉर 40 मिनट्स दैट this is the shit going down, by the way, and there are like millions of people watching him. That has to have an effect, and I genuinely believe it will.
But that is why the telecom bill, right?
Yeah,
That is why
I
these
do
things,
agree.
right?
Yes, so Ravish will be shut down, like a bunch of people will be shut down. Maybe for 5 years we will not have any anti-establishment journalism. Maybe I will also go into like obscurity somewhere. That will happen, but not going to last forever.
मेरे को बट सो यू नो वी टॉक अबाउट लाइक डिक्टेटरशिप एंड ऑल दैट थिंग. मेरे को ना रियलिस्टिक आई टेल यू, वी डोंट लुक अराउंड अस.
बट एक मैं थोड़ा सा उसके पहले मैं हाँ, इजेंट इट लाइक, मुझे बस वही लगता है कि स्पेशली दिस क्रैकडाउन ऑन डिजिटल थिंग लॉजिस्टिकली इजेंट इट लाइक इम्पॉसिबल. लाइक
या
इट टेक्स
गुड
लाइक टू
पॉइंट.
मिनट्स टू क्रिएट अ न्यू चैनल एंड सर्कुलेट अ वीडियो. लाइक हाउ इज इट, हाउ आर दे इवन गोइंग टू डू इट, लाइक
सो
मतलब, और
दैट्स
स्पेशली.
एग्जैक्टली इट. राइट? सो इफ यू जस्ट लुक एट द इवोल्यूशन ऑफ हाउ द गवर्नमेंट ट्राइज टू रेगुलेट कम्युनिकेशन, नो, इट्स वेरी ऑब्वियस. लाइक
लाइक दे डिड इट
टेलीग्राफ
विद
एक्ट,
फॉन्ट साइट बैंस एंड ऑल, लाइक इट डजंट वर्क, मतलब
उससे भी
ऑनलाइन
पीछे
में
जाओ,
नहीं कर
उससे
सकते.
भी पीछे जाओ. सो आई एम टॉकिंग अबाउट टेलीग्राफ. राइट? सो द ब्रिटिश बेसिकली ट्राइड टू रेगुलेट टेलीग्राफ, विच वॉज यूज ऑन द इंटरनेट टूडे. सो टेलीग्राफ पे देयर होल थिंग वॉज ओनली द ब्रिट्स शुड बी एबल टू कम्युनिकेट यूजिंग टेलीग्राफ. दे शुड बी अलाउड टू डिटेन एक्सेट्रा, एंड इफ एनी इंडियन यूजेज अ टेलीग्राफ दे विल बेसिकली पनिश देम. दैट वॉज टेलीग्राफ एक्ट. राइट? सब्जुगेशन के लिए. सो ऑल कम्युनिकेशन द मास्टर्स आर कंट्रोलिंग. आफ्टर दैट इफ यू गो टू रेडियो, आफ्टर यू गो टू टेलीविजन, इवन न्यूज पेपर्स. इमरजेंसी के टाइम पे यू सॉ हाउ न्यूज पेपर्स वेर कंट्रोल्ड, आफ्टर दैट यू सॉ हाउ रेडियो वॉज कंट्रोल्ड, दूरदर्शन, देन इन द 90s इज वेन वी गेट प्राइवेट टीवी न्यूज, प्राइवेट टीवी फर्स्ट, देन टीवी न्यूज इन द 2000s. दे ट्राइड टू कंट्रोल दैट विद द केबल टेलीविजन एक्ट. राइट? देन यू गो इन टू द इंटरनेट एरा, विच इज अराउंड 2011, 2012, इज वेन मोर एंड मोर पीपल स्टार्ट गेटिंग कनेक्शन एंड इंटरनेट बिकमिंग चीपर एंड एक्सेसिबल. द थिंग इज आई डोंट थिंक द गवर्नमेंट रियलाइज्ड हाउ कियोटिक द इंटरनेट इज. राइट? एटलीस्ट द यूपीए वॉज कंप्लीटली लॉस्ट. राइट? एंड दैट्स वाई बीजेपी टुक एडवांटेज ऑफ दैट कियोटिक थिंग, यूज इट टू देयर एडवांटेज, यूज द केओस टू देयर एडवांटेज, एंड नाउ दे रियलाइज दैट दे वेर नॉट एबल टू कंट्रोल इट बैक देन, दे आर स्टिल नॉट एबल टू कंट्रोल इट नाउ. But then there has to be a way in which they can do it. So they will go overboard, they will make these vague ass laws. But you're absolutely bang on when you say, how do you control the internet? It is kind of crazy to even think about it. Like, you guys know as engineers, but even if you look at it like logically, right? For example, right, this new telecom bill and this broadcast bill, they have a system, three-tier regulation system, right? They're saying that there needs to be a committee that has to be started by every broadcaster, which will take complaints from people and they have to answer them. Okay. Imagine when you say broadcaster, it can mean anything. It can mean you, me, everything, but it can also mean Twitter. Now, if Twitter is a broadcaster which is hosting all these video content, jo bhi hai, and they get complaints, they're supposed to respond to it. How many will they get in a daily basis?
Millions.
Millions.
Yeah,
Like, think
yeah.
about it. Like, animal agar release, yeah, छोड़ दो, animal छोड़
जय
दो.
माता दी,
जय माता दी. Like, some
देखा ना वो
random
कंट्रोवर्सी बाय
movie.
द वे,
हाँ,
ये कंट्रोवर्सी क्या पता है ना,
जय
वो
माता
रणबीर
दी क्या?
कपूर वाली
ओ
ना,
यार,
हाँ
रणवीर, रणवीर
वो
वाला.
केक
हाँ,
वाला,
एग्जैक्टली
केक,
exactly. सी
हाँ
रणवीर वाला, फॉर एग्जाम्पल, राइट? तो लाइक रणवीर पुट्स बूज ऑन अ केक, लाइट्स इट ऑन फायर एंड सेज जय माता दी. पीपल गेट आउटरेज. नाउ लेट्स से इट्स होस्टेड बाय अ टीवी चैनल, राइट? लेट्स से इट्स होस्टेड बाय अ टीवी चैनल एंड देयर पुट इट ऑन देयर यूट्यूब चैनल, व्हाटएवर, राइट? इमेजिन द अमाउंट ऑफ कंप्लेंट्स अ ग्रीवेंस रिड्रेसल ऑफिसर कैन गेट, राइट? मूवी बोल लो, कोई भी मूवी बोल लो, लाइक दिस आर्चीज शिट शो दैट इज देयर, समवन माइट गेट ऑफेंडेड. और दैट ओ माई गॉड टू दैट इज देयर, समवन माइट गेट ऑफेंडेड, उसको भी ब्रॉडकास्टर बोल देंगे, कितने कंप्लेंट्स आएंगे. सो इट इज काइंड ऑफ इम्पॉसिबल टू डू दिस. बट द फ्लिप साइड ऑफ दैट इज दैट लेट्स से आई एम डूइंग अ स्ट्रीम एंड वॉट द बीजेपी कैन डू इज दैट दे कैन जस्ट मेक वन पर्सन सेंड अ कंप्लेंट टू मी एंड आई हैव टू हैव अ ग्रीवेंस रिड्रेसल ऑफिसर टू आंसर. इफ आई डोंट आंसर, देयर लाइक, लुक, ब्रोक द लॉ, शट देम डाउन.
ना, आई विल कम टू व्हाट आई वाज इनिशियली सेइंग, बट आई हैव अ क्वेश्चन यार. एक बात बताओ, कभी ऐसा हुआ, एंड आई एम गेसिंग हुआ है वहां पे, व्हेन यू आर डूइंग योर नॉर्मल थिंग, यू आर वॉकिंग अराउंड, और कोई आके बोला ये तू एंटी नेशनल है, रे तू एंटी नेशनल है, सब कुछ.
नहीं, एक बार एक्चुअली वन गाय मेट मी, सो आई कैन सी, इट्स वेरी फनी. एंड आई गो टू एयरपोर्ट्स एक्सेट्रा, राइट? आई कैन सी पीपल रिकॉग्नाइज मी, लाइक सम ऑफ देम कम अप टू मी एंड यू नो लाइक से ओ यू डू ग्रेट जॉब एक्सेट्रा. बट यू नो व्हेन व्हेन पीपल डू डबल टेक्स, लाइक यू कैन सी इट, यू कैन टेस्ट इट. समटाइम्स आई ऑल्सो सी देम गूगलिंग मी एंड ट्राइंग टू फिगर आउट इफ इट्स मी. दैट ऑल्सो आई हैव सीन, राइट? यू नो, इन एन ऑडिटोरियम, इन अ सिनेमा हॉल, देयर इज समवन हु इज लाइक लुकिंग एट माई लिंक्डइन प्रोफाइल और व्हाटएवर. पीछे से दिख रहा है मुझे कि तू देख रहा है करके. डोंट कम अप टू मी, दे डोंट कम अप टू मी. इट्स लाइक सम ऑफ देम डू कम अप टू मी, सम ऑफ देम आर लाइक डोंट. आई फील लाइक द ट्रोल्स दैट आर देयर ऑनलाइन, they don't have the balls to come up to me in
मैं
person.
वही बोलने वाला था, पीपल हु कम अप टू यू आर एक्चुअली द एडमायरर्स और हु लाइक योर वर्क.
Exactly. And I've seen this in my live streams, which is very strange, right? You know, so Twitter पे तो हजार गालियां पड़ती है, Instagram पे हजार लाखों गालियां पड़ती है, whatever. When I'm doing a live stream, there are haters that turn up, right? You know, people are like, oh, Libra, do it, chutia, whatever, whatever, right? I actually respond to them to their face. And because I have the microphone, I insult the shit out of them. I tell them to improve their vocabulary. I tell them ki thoda sa ek sentence banana seekho. Like, this is my villain arc, right? I'm basically like going outright and I'm telling them ki tu chutiya hai boss, chup rahe, right? You know, like thoda sa tera standard bada. Ye channel pe agar tujhe chat karna hai, to tera standard thoda upar hona chahiye. Because all the other people who are chatting here, they are way beyond your intellectual capacity. So shut the fuck up. Right, so like I'm being very direct and brutal. They go away, right? Some of them come back and they're kinder, right? I've seen that happen. But that's the thing. All these people who are trolling me, who are doing all these things, they don't do it in person because they don't have the balls to do it. Either they come in a mob, which makes them faceless, but in person koi nahi aane wala, aata bhi nahi hai.
यार मैं खुद ही अपने हिसाब से भी अगर सोचू ना, अगर मुझे सामने किसी एयरपोर्ट पे बियर बाइसेस दिख जाएगा तो मैं दूर से ही उसको मैं जाऊंगा नहीं
हाँ,
उसके पास बोलने
बट
की.
तेरा सिचुएशन अलग है ना, तू मोटिवेटेड, तेरे अंदर एक वो राइटियस एंगर नहीं है कि तू इस देश की सेवा के लिए कुछ कर रहा है, दैट इज डिफरेंट, दैट इज वो.
बट आई कैन सी सम अंकल डूइंग इट समटाइम, मे बी लाइक
ये जो तुम कर रहे हो इस
कोई,
कंट्री के साथ ये ठीक नहीं है, और समथिंग
हाँ, ये
लाइक
मैं आई कैन इमेजिन दैट हैपनिंग, बट मे बी समवन स्लाइटली यंगर वुड प्रोबब्ली नॉट.
So there was this one time, there was this uncle at an airport, right? He started off by saying that, oh yeah, I see your videos, right? So he didn't say he likes my videos. He said, I see your videos. And I'm like, oh, thank you so much, etc. And like, हाँ, बोलते हो बहुत. I'm like, okay, yeah, मतलब, and that was when I was with News Laundry, huh? Like, बोलते हो बहुत. I'm like, okay. आपका रिपोर्ट देखा, आपने इलेक्शन कवर किया था वेस्ट बंगाल का, एंड दिस इज एट द कैलकटा एयरपोर्ट, सो आई फिगर्ड वेस्ट बंगाल का इलेक्शन कवर किया था. आई सेड या दिस इज आई डिड. हाँ, ममता के बारे में भी बोला करो कभी कभी, लाइक वो भी तो डिक्टेटर ही है, लाइक यू नो ममता के बारे में लिखा करो, पर दिखता नहीं है, तुम करते हो कभी. तो आई सेड कि सर आपको दिखता नहीं है, इसका मतलब ये नहीं है कि मैं करता नहीं हूँ, आप ढूंढो थोड़ा सा तो मिल भी जाएगा. जैसे बट दिखना भी चाहिए ना, लाइक आप जो आप थोड़ा सा अनबायस्ड होके किया कीजिए. अगेन दैट होल थिंग एज लाइक थैंक यू सो मच फॉर द एडवाइस अंकल, आई मीन आई अंडरस्टैंड सर, आई सेड नॉट अंकल, थैंक यू सो मच फॉर द एडवाइस सर, आई विल टेक टेक दिस वेरी सीरियसली, बट आई अग्री विथ यू, यू नो ममता बनर्जी ऑल्सो हैज हर फ्लॉज एक्सेट्रा, एंड दिस लाइक यू नो आई अप्रिशिएट, आई अप्रिशिएट, आई अप्रिशिएट दैट यू एडमिट. And I said, हाँ सर, there is nothing wrong with me admitting that Mamata Banerjee has
वो
dictatorial
अंकल ने
tendencies.
अपने घर में जो स्टोरी बताया है ना, इस स्टोरी में यू
सुना
लाइक
दिया मैंने
लिटरली
आज.
टच दिस फीट कि अंकल यू चेंज्ड माय
हाँ,
लाइफ, आज नया दिन
करेक्ट
दिखा रही अंकल. बट
करेक्ट.
सो कैन आई क्विकली गो टू, सो बेसिकली व्हाई आई आस्क्ड यू दिस इज वी डोंट लुक अराउंड अस. बांग्लादेश इकोनॉमिक स्टोरी इज ग्रेट, बट बांग्लादेश पॉलिटिकल स्टोरी इज बेसिकली अस लाइक वॉट एवर इज वी आर डूइंग राइट नाउ, दे आर लाइक डूइंग इट 3 years पहले. सो बेसिकली यू
दिस
सेड
इज देयर यूपीए एरा.
या नो, आई एम सेइंग दिस इज देयर 2024 मोदी, आई एम सेइंग दैट.
ओके,
हाँ
देयर
सो
अहेड.
हाँ बेसिकली क्योंकि वॉट यू सेड राइट, सो राइट नाउ अवामी लीग इलेक्शन होते हैं बट देयर नॉमिनल. बीएनपी जो है नाउ दे आर फ्लिप्ड बिकॉज बिकॉज अवामी इज देयर कांग्रेस एंड बीएनपी इज देयर बीजेपी, बट अवामी लीग बेसिकली हैज ऑल द स्ट्रक्चरल जुडिशियल पुलिस पावर, सो मच सो दैट क्रिकेटर्स, फेमस बांग्लादेशी क्रिकेटर्स एंड अप ज्वाइनिंग अवामी लीग एंड बिकम
करेक्ट.
मेंबर ऑफ पार्लियामेंट एंड स्टाफ राइट. एंड बीएनपी इज लिटरली लाइक सो वीकेंड दैट इलेक्शन हैपन एंड दे गेट लाइक 10-20%, नथिंग लाइक नॉट इवन दैट आई थिंक, डोंट कोट मी ऑन दैट, बट दे डोंट गेट इनफ. सो अवामी लीग हैज फॉर्म आई थिंक 3 or 4 सक्सेसिव गवर्नमेंट्स नाउ. हाँ लास्ट ईयर लास्ट अक्टूबर 2022 दे केम अप विद द डिजिटल सिक्योरिटी एक्ट विच इज एसेंशियली लाइक आर टेलीकॉम बिल. विद इन द फर्स्ट 3 months ऑफ दैट एक्ट कमिंग इन टू प्ले, 56 जर्नलिस्ट वर अरेस्टेड फॉर क्वेश्चनिंग. बट द प्रॉब्लम द वे दे हैव डन इट इज वॉट दे डू इज दे डिरेक्ट. सो बेसिकली एक स्टोरी में एक जर्नलिस्ट है शमजुर रहमान शम्स, आई डोंट रिमेम्बर हिज फुल नेम, बेसिकली ही डिड अ स्टोरी अबाउट हाउ कॉस्ट ऑफ लिविंग इन बांग्लादेश इज मेकिंग इट डिफिकल्ट फॉर पीपल टू सर्वाइव. सिंपल स्टोरी दे, सो इन दिस केस दे टुक हिम मिडनाइट, क्वेश्चन हिम थ्रू द डे एंड अबाउट लाइक डिफेमिंग द कंट्री ब्ला ब्ला ब्ला, एंड देन केप्ट हिम इन प्रिजन फॉर अ डे और टू एंड देन रिलीज डरा के दिखा दिया, एग्जाम्पल बना दिया. पर इन्होंने कुछ कुछ ऐसे जैसे लोकल लेवल पे किसी ने करप्शन का स्टोरी किया कि आवामी जो है वहां लैंड माफिया के साथ ही ब्ला ब्ला, तो वो ना कुछ नहीं, वो ये नहीं करते हैं अरेस्ट नहीं कर रहे, वो उंगली कर दे रहे कि ये देखो ये स्टोरी है दिस इज डिफेमिंग. एंड देन आवामी लिटरली एक जर्नलिस्ट को आवामी के लड़कों ने जाके सेकेंड फ्लोर की बिल्डिंग धक्का लेके गिरा दिया. सो दिस इज वेयर आई थिंक द फियर इज नॉट कि दे विल प्रोसिक्यूट यू, माई फियर इज एंड दैट्स व्हाई आई आस्क्ड यू दैट क्वेश्चन इज दैट
मॉब
दे विल से कि
वायलेंस.
दिस गाय इज डिफेमिंग द कंट्री, बस इतना बोलना है.
हाँ, मतलब बेसिकली
हाँ
दे रिलीज अ क्राउड ऑन यू, राइट? सो
एंड
दैट
दैट,
दैट इज
हाँ
ऑलरेडी हैपनिंग टू रवीश,
हाँ
राइट?
बस
फॉर
यही वही
एग्जाम्पल,
यार, वो तो सालों से हो
रवीश
रहा
के
है, वो तो
साथ
यार
सालों से हो रहा है, राइट?
हाँ
एंड
या
लाइक हिज मेंटल हेल्थ इज शिट राइट नाउ, ही इज ट्राइंग टू डू हिज यूट्यूब चैनल स्टिल. आई मीन आई समटाइम्स आई मीन एक्सट्रीम एडमिरेशन फॉर दैट मैन, कि इतना होने के बाद.
The stark difference when he is doing his videos from like sometimes he goes to Europe or he comes to
ओ
US,
या या
मतलब शक्ल का पूरा वही चेंज हो जाता है कि ओ देखो मैं कितने चैन से यहाँ पे, आई कैन टेक अ स्ट्रोल डू माय वीडियो, बाकी टाइम
प्रिसाइसली.
मतलब यू कैन सी दैट ही इज अंडर सम स्ट्रेस.
ओ, ही इज वेरी मच स्ट्रेस्ड आउट. लाइक आई मीन आई मेट हिम जस्ट नाउ एंड आई कैन सी, आई कैन आई आई टोल्ड हिम आल्सो एक्चुअली कि सर आप थोड़ा सा प्लीज टेक केयर ऑफ योर सेल्फ, लाइक एवरी डे वीडियो करने की जरूरत नहीं है, इट्स ओके, यू हैव डन अ लॉट, लाइक एंड इज लाइक नहीं, यू नो लाइक डेली न्यूज ऑडियंस है, वी आई हैव टू लाइक सॉर्ट ऑफ लिसन टू देम एक्सेट्रा. ही इज डूइंग हिज थिंग, राइट? it's actually quite also he might be a great case study to also see how he still remains empathetic, right? So like you see nothing but empathy coming out of him, right? You know, he's very simple in his ways. He like literally, like just to give you an example, I went to his house and I was going away and I was like, ha ho gaya and thank you so much, sir. I'm going. He came to drop me till my car. Why? Just aise. You know, again, it's freaking Ravish Kumar, right?
Yes,
And
small
see
town
that.
values, sir. Small town values, small town
But
values.
small town values, whatever you want to call it, but genuinely, like I'm stunned by how humble he is and how grounded he is, right? You know, he never like sort of he's not mean to you, he's not rude to you, but he goes out of his way to be kind to you, or just give a gesture that he's kind to you. And that gives me a little bit of hope. You know what? Like a lot of people show up on my live stream right now, which is they are also like saying, asking me things like what you just asked, right? You know, are you protected? Is your mental health good? Are you doing okay? They care, right? And what I tell them is that, yeah, I'm okay. I mean, I just like to exude hope nowadays, because if everybody becomes hopeless, then I mean, it's a sure shot way towards absolute disaster, I feel. Like a feeling of hopelessness is extremely dangerous. So I'm trying to be that publicly, which is like being a little hopeful about like looking at long-term views, looking at things, and also looking at politics as entertainment a little bit, which makes you feel better and improves your mental health also.
या
Restart कर रहा है.
आई अच्छा रिस्टार्ट कर लो यार, कर लो
हाँ
रिस्टार्ट
रिसेट अभी
कर
कर ही लेते हैं एक्चुअली.
लो.
ओके आई विल आई थिंक इट विल टेक 2 मिनट्स बिकॉज इट विल डाउनलोड दिस फर्स्ट एंड देन आई विल हैव टू सेट इट अप
या
अगेन.
या ओके
सो लेट मी स्टॉप
एक सेकंड रुको,
रिकॉर्डिंग.
हाँ
सुनूंगा ना तो फिर मतलब यार दिस अपॉर्चुनिटी वाज मिस्ड.
नहीं
सो
मैं कहीं
और
कहीं
तुमने
डाल रहा हूँ
रिकॉर्डिंग
मेरे
स्टार्ट ही नहीं की थी तब.
था अब, लेकिन अभी होगा मैं क्योंकि यही लोग बीजेपी वोटर सिर्फ इसलिए सुनते हैं क्योंकि उनको ये बीच बीच में ये मिलता रहे कि मैं एक संगीत हूँ, एक संगीत रिया है, एक संगीत.
वी आर द जॉनी लीवर ऑफ पॉडकास्ट.
हाँ
बीच बीच में
तो
अलग वो चलता रहता.
अच्छा, लेकिन लेकिन मेघना यू सेड समथिंग ऑफलाइन कि पीपल डोंट फुली अंडरस्टैंड द व्हाट डेमोक्रेसी, लाइक द स्ट्रक्चर्स ऑफ डेमोक्रेसी, व्हाट गोज इनटू डेमोक्रेसी. तो क्या मतलब, डू यू कैन यू
आई
इलेबोरेट
थिंक
फर्दर इन.
नोबडी टॉक्स इन अ लैंग्वेज अबाउट हाउ इट्स यूजफुल टू यू. सो यू आर सपोज टू लाइक होल्ड इट एज द आइडियल, राइट? फॉर ऑल द टाइम. लाइक आई मीन नॉट जस्ट इन इंडिया, बट एज अ यू नो इन द यूएस ऑल्सो इन लाइक इन अ लॉट ऑफ वेज. बट एट द सेम टाइम यू टेल मी लाइक बींग एन इंडियन सिटीजन, वॉट हैज दिस गॉटन यू इन रियलिस्टिक टॉक्स, राइट?
Jealousy of other passport holders.
Of course, like because push was rule and all. I don't think anybody really asked this question, which is Indian citizen है तू फायदा क्या है, right? Just because you're born here, you're a citizen and all the things, you get to vote, whatever. उसके आगे क्या, right? Like
I can
what
so
is it realistically getting you? One is of course people who are ox or like pro-authoritarian. Pro-authority, pro-establishment, they would say, हाँ तो मतलब we got like proud, we are proud, we built country, we
जब
give tax.
जीरो दिया मेरे.
they will also say, oh हमको रोड मिलता है, हमको ये मिलता है, हमको वो मिलता है, right? If you ask an anti-establishment person, they will go on their own rant, right? But they will also say that हाँ मैं भी तो टैक्स देता हूँ, पर मुझे उसमें से क्या ही मिलता है अदर देन पेन एंड मेंटल ट्रॉमा एंड व्हाटएवर. सो इफ यू आस्क दिस वेरी रियलिस्टिक क्वेश्चन टू समवन अबाउट व्हाट हैज द सिटीजनशिप गॉटन यू, दे विल एक्चुअली कम अप विद रीजंस टू सपोर्ट
Most of those
स्ट्रक्चर.
things would not be because of being a citizen of India. It would be because of your privilege. Like
Yes.
most of it would be caste privilege and class privilege.
Yes, exactly. Like for example, if you ask someone कि तुमने बीजेपी को वोट क्यों दिया, in a village in UP, they'll be like, राशन चाहिए था,
इट्स सिंपल, राइट, सिंपल लॉजिक. कि इफ आई वोट फॉर बीजेपी, बीजेपी ने मुझे पिछले 10 साल में खाना खिलाया और मुझे 5 साल खाना खाना है, आई विल वोट फॉर बीजेपी. समवन इज लाइक, व्हाई डिड यू वोट फॉर बीजेपी? दे इंप्रूव लॉ एंड ऑर्डर इन यूपी. हाउ? ठोक दिया सालों को, राइट. उसके बाद फिर हम रास्ते पे घूम पा रहे हैं, हमारी माँ बहन बेटियां रास्ते पे घूम पा रही है, इसीलिए वोट देना है, राइट. आई हैव हर्ड दीज थिंग्स, राइट. फ्रॉम फ्रॉम दैट पर्सपेक्टिव इट मेक्स सेंस. सो फॉर देम डेमोक्रेसी इज दिस, राइट, व्हिच इज द गवर्नमेंट इज गिविंग यू स्टफ व्हिच इज रिक्वायर्ड फॉर योर बेसिक सर्वाइवल. सो फॉर इफ यू आस्क द सेम क्वेश्चन टू देम कि व्हाट इज द फायदा दैट यू आर गेटिंग बाय बीइंग अ सिटीजन, राइट, इन ऑफ इंडिया, इवन इन अ वेस्ट बंगाल और व्हाटएवर, दे विल बी लाइक, हाँ, हेल्थ इंश्योरेंस मिलता है, खाना मिलता है, हॉस्पिटल में फ्री ट्रीटमेंट मिलता है, मेरे बेटियों को स्कॉलरशिप मिलता है. इवन इवन इन एमपी नाउ तो दे गेट लाइक यूबीआई, व्हाटएवर, वुमेन गेट
लाडली लाडली
बहना, बेटा बेटी, व्हाटएवर,
बेटी, सॉरी, बहना,
दैट इज डेमोक्रेसी फॉर देम, राइट. दैट इज डेमोक्रेसी फॉर देम.
होगा होगा.
हाँ.
बट वो मामा जी है ना, मामा जी नहीं रहे, बट जो भी है, एनीवे, सॉरी, गो ऑन.
नो, बट दैट इज डेमोक्रेसी फॉर देम, राइट, व्हिच इज एसेंशियली गवर्नमेंट गिव्स यू थिंग्स, राइट, एंड इन रिटर्न यू आर बेसिकली सपोज टू होल्ड इट इन ग्रेट रिस्पेक्ट. सो यू आर सपोज टू नॉट जस्ट क्वेश्चन द गवर्नमेंट अबाउट or feel entitled about why you are not getting these things. Like, for example, if I'm getting ration till yesterday, tomorrow, next month, I don't get it. Very few people will actually go and say that, kyun nahi mil raha. Some will be entitled enough to do that, but at the same time, they will always be like, authority hai, we can't challenge authority. Right? Jo ration wala hai, jo abhi ration de raha tha, if that person gets changed, becomes like a corrupt, shitty person, whatever, then what can you do about it? We have to figure our own shit out now, right? So the basic value of democracy will not be understood until people become entitled enough to understand. I feel like the entitlement is completely absent. So there is a need to A, build self-respect in people about, you know, about themselves, but also about the fact that tum koi favor nahi kar rahe ho mere liye. Like, even if you're giving me ration, etc., that's not any favor. I'm actually a taxpayer. Everybody's a taxpayer. And this is something that I deserve.
So, the American democracy is entitlement-based democracy, where the conservatives' forces now are stronger because of that sense of entitlement ki mera se tu gun lega. तू गन लेगा या इवन लाइक फ्री स्पीच, राइट. फ्री स्पीच इज लाइक लिटरली यू लाइक इफ यू लिव इन अ सबर्बन एरिया यू कैन सी लेट्स गो ब्रैंडन इज बेसिकली फक यू बाइडन लेट्स गो ब्रैंडन एंड ट्रक्स पेंटेड विद दैट एंड लाइक इमेजिन दैट. बट व्हेन यू गाइस वर टॉकिंग अबाउट दिस आई वाज थिंकिंग ऑन अ सीरियस नोट, राइट, कि
व्हाट आई स्टिल ओकेजनली ऑन वीकेंड्स इफ आई एम गोइंग ग्रोसरी शॉपिंग देयर इज दिस वन white uncle with a flag, Biden stole 2020. Still, he's still on. But that's only one. And I've seen people like giving him the middle finger while going by.
मैं अभी जिस congressional district में रहता हूँ ना, वो बहुत ही interesting congressional district है. 1% से भी कम से Democrat congressional candidate है. And before that, it was a Republican.
Fortunately, वो problem नहीं मुझे यहाँ पे, but still.
That Republican was actually one of that Republican who voted against Trump after the January 6th. So they had to resign, and then this Democrat won. And whose opponent was, wo proper like Nick Fuentes or white nationalist wale podcast pe jata, you know, that is the district. It's a very interesting district, but anyway, that's separate. Indian democracy was like. And I know and what Nishan said, this is my privilege speaking. Okay? Indian democracy is perhaps, to me, the most beautiful experiment in human civilization that has ever been done, bar none. Because we are basically Europe in terms of the differences we...
Okay.
And there is this experiment where we are trying to live together. As established definition will tell you that this should be or could be a country. And we are living, and for the longest time, the thing that has sustained us is that thing. Ki while people have pride of being an Indian, they have had a pride of being Bengali, Marathi, Tamil, whatever, right? And then there are also caste.
Subcultures.
But there are subcultures also, right? So that has that kind of constant like tug has, I feel, for the longest time kept the Indian democracy flourishing. Like people like your Mulayam Singh Yadav or Mayawati are such great examples. Like there is no Mulayam Singh Yadav or Mayawati in Pakistan. And neither can they imagine having someone come from like that background. Even Modi, for example, right? It's like, I don't know how much of his life story is fabricated and how much of it is real, but just assuming whatever we are told is real, it's fascinating that a man can get to become the Prime Minister of India.
Oh, absolutely. Place, right? Yeah.
So it is
or like Khadge,
man. Malika Khadge, Khadge story is insane. We were talking लास्ट एपिसोड में बात करी है अपन ने, या अभी एक एपिसोड आया नहीं है उसके उसमें बात करी है कि लिटरली अगर ये थोड़ा पैसा दे उसकी लाइफ के ऊपर लाइक खड़गे की लाइफ के ऊपर बायोपिक बनाए, इट विल बी 10 टाइम्स बेटर देन लाइक इवन मनमोहन सिंह माय हिज लाइफ वाज फार मोर चैलेंजिंग इन टर्म्स ऑफ लाइक गोइंग थ्रू सर्टेन थिंग्स देन आर आदरणीय बट यू नो बट एनीवे गोइंग
यू नो फॉरगेट दैट Think about Ambedkar, right? Ambedkar, towards the end of his life, after being law minister and all the things, he had no money to publish his own books. He died penniless. Like literally in a house where like nobody was there, essentially. It's really sad, but also like it also shows you sort of, I get where you're coming from, right? Which is itne ghatiya background se. इतने घटिया सिचुएशन से यू कैन बिकम अ प्राइम मिनिस्टर यू कैन बिकम अ पार्टी लीडर यू कैन डू ऑल द थिंग्स राइट देयर इज ऑफ कोर्स लाइक रैग्स टू रिचेस स्टोरीज एवरीवेयर व्हिच इज
बट आल्सो लाइक सी दिस इज दीस आर रेयर केसेस बट आल्सो लाइक व्हाई इज अ तमिल अ पर्सन लिविंग इन तमिलनाडु एंड अ पर्सन लिविंग इन वेस्ट बंगाल इन द सेम कंट्री लाइक इन नो अदर प्लेस इन द वर्ल्ड I think, will they be in the same... Like
I often ask myself this question, right? If we were the Indian Union, like technically we are a union of states, but we are in a very real sense, if Maharashtra was a country, if West Bengal was a country, and we were the Indian Union, right? I feel like Bangladesh and Pakistan would be a part of that union.
I mean...
If you ask me...
My idea.
So actually, West Bengal has more in people in West Bengal have more in common with people in Bangladesh than
they have with Maharashtra or Gujarat, right? Exactly, right? People in Pakistan have a lot more common with Punjab and Kashmir. So, see, that's my thing. So, if we genuinely look at India as a union, right? Union of states, right? Abhi to matlab there is like this whole hold lagi hai to. Get like power to the center, which is Delhi. It might work for a while. I don't think it will last because I keep saying this, that the moment you try to unify and you try to make one national identity a thing, etc., there will be regional forces who will get pissed.
That's my hope.
Oh, it is happening already. I mean, you can see it. Like in Pune, when I was there, the fact that we were talking in Marathi, right, was so much more liberating to people than when they were talking in English or Hindi or whatever. Like, anti-establishment things are said in regional language more than they are said in Hindi or English. I can write this down to you. If in a public function, there is a comedy show or there is a news show which is speaking in regional language, they will be more courageous and they will be more outrightly anti-establishment than Hindi or English speakers.
Fully and even more ridiculous. So during Bengal elections, I saw this diwal where a message was painted in Bangla, which basically translates to that Modi, you are a naughty person, and like it was a rhyme, huh? Modi, you are a naughty person. I hope that your beard and nose all get जुए जुए क्या बोलते थे इंग्लिश में जो भी है
lice
हाँ तो बंगाली मतलब not this is not possible to put in Hindi or English in a public but my hope to your point was this that's the idea of India going beyond also that and I've said this I guess is that literally we went through partition and a country next to us was created on the basis of religion and even then we decided not to become I mean in 47 no one was would have said anything had the Congress then decided ki let's be a Hindu let's call ourselves India's Hindu country with rights for everybody right nobody would bat an eyelid because there is a Pakistan next to you but they said nahi wo alag ho gaye but we still hold the idea of whatever India we were and we still will be that country and that aspiration is beautiful and I think the true development that we can get is actually when we have free trade across the border like if I mean EU ultimately Europe they are different countries but now most mainland EU UK is not mainland EU is doing free trade between them and they are better for it
free now trade and travel and
and they're better for it they are the second strongest market in terms of like purchasing ability after US I think right or,
yeah
I don't know but I mean, they're very strong and imagine if you really want an Akhand Bharat the Akhand Bharat will not come with force the Akhand Bharat will come when
it will come with decentralization extreme decentralization like that yeah. That's the thing that's what I was coming to right which is essentially like for example as I was saying, like if you are a union of states in a very realistic sense, right, which we are supposed to be according to the constitution, what does that mean? Every cultural identity is protected. Every person with a different cultural identity is also a citizen of the union, but also a federal citizen, right, which is they are a citizen of the state first, state being the regional state first. Then they are a citizen of the nation. यहाँ पे उल्टा है, right? My thing is that what will I relate more to, right? For example, अभी यहाँ पे एक पार्क बन रहा है, बाजू में, चोमो लोग ये RWA के लोग पार्क बना रहे हैं। पार्क तो था वहाँ पे पहले से, right? बंद कर दिया उन्होंने। You know why? Plants लगाने, right? Now my dog, who I used to take out for walks, etc. I can't take that dog out for walk because they have banned pets from going on the front street. मैं पीछे से जाता था, वो पार्क में घुसता था, and I would let her run free for a while, right? They saw this, and they saw a few other dog owners coming and doing this. They shut down the park for literally 10 days. It's been shut down. पीछे से गेट लॉक किया, सामने से गेट लॉक किया. वहाँ पे क्या माली आके क्या कर रहा है, कुछ समझ में नहीं आ रहा है, right? So there are like these. Tiny authoritarian idiots who are amongst us everywhere, which is, yeah, but at the same time, I can go to that authoritarian idiot and I did scream at them. I told them, ki, bossy, kya kar rahe ho tum log? Like, why? What harm is it causing you to keep that?
What is the logic behind, what is the logic behind not allowing
power use kar rahe hai. Just dick measuring contest of uncles, wahi chal raha hai aap, basically. Like, all the RWA uncles are uncles. Right, yeah. They want that little fiefdom that they can get, which they don't get at home. They will.
The smallest unit of Hindu Rashtra is in RWA.
Yeah, har aadmi mein chota Modi baitha hua hai, like as they say. But my thing is that even if there is a local dictator around, I can at least go and freaking scream at them. Right? If there is a dictator in Delhi, I can't do that. That's why I'm saying that when you are thinking of citizenship. Right? Think of how it is useful to you. Think of how an authority is ensuring that your citizenship, the rights that you get with it, are all protected. But at the same time, if I'm using a park, I am decent enough to take a poop scooper. That is my duty. So, like, I mean, I also don't want to take my dog and shit there everywhere and ruin the park or whatever. all the dog owners that I know do come with poop scoopers, right? They're decent enough to do that. And if we see someone who is not doing that, we point out, ki, bhai, poop scooper leke aana, ya fill that doggy bag or whatever, right? Basic civic, you know, like, duty, right? But I'm also doing that duty knowing that I get to use that fucking park, right? If you don't let me use that park, I'm just going to take my dog piche and she can poop wherever she wants. I will also rebel, right? I feel like, you know, that's, we need to ask more citizens why they are citizens. A very existential question.
Basically, but, Jawan ke ending.
Yeah, mil kya raha hai tujhe? Right?
Yes.
Like, mil kya raha hai tujhe iske return mein? Right? And be entitled, be completely entitled about this because it's their fucking duty to basically like protect your rights and give you things. That's why they're there.
I mean, yeah, the interesting thing is, so basically, to me, citizenship of any country is basically your contractual agreement with the state that you will be part of the state and by being part of the state, you get X rights and whatever kind of comes with that, you know. And the interesting thing is that all the time I hear people who, like, not just BJP, but like uncles and conservative bents, people with conservative bents and uncles, they keep harping about duty. Like, literally,
oh yeah,
everybody is just,
this is Kartavya Kal.
And like, let's talk about duties and not rights. You know, Modi ji ne bola in his speech.
You know, like, think about it, it's basically like a club membership. Right, if you are a member of a fucking Calcutta club or whatever, kitna entitlement bhar jata hai tumpe? Like, you know, like, you are paying. Waise hi hai na, same hai na, tum bhi to taxes de rahe ho. Right, like, country ka membership lene ke liye. So, think about it that way, right? And I don't understand how these elite freaking uncles who are club members and whatever, and they're most entitled with their clubs, by the way. Most entitled. Like, management will have to do everything for them. Keep daru, swimming pool access, all the things, guest aya to acche se treat karo, all the club things that you can do, right? Golfing karte, jo bhi karte. At the same time, you don't do that for your country. It's like a club membership, boss. That's exactly it. You know, like, it's a club membership that you didn't choose, but you're paying the membership fees anyway, all the time. Right, what are you getting in return? It's a simple question. Why aren't you entitled enough to ask things in return for paying that club membership? That's simply it.
For some people, maybe the sense of pride that they find, whatever, however we might say it, because, see, most Indians will be born in India and spend their entire life in India. In fact, most Indians will born in their city and spend their entire life in that city itself.
City, yeah.
Right. To sell them this idea ki tumhara duniya mein, like, izzat hai, naam hai, you know, like, as an Indian, you now get respect and blah, blah, jo bhi. I don't know I'm guessing it's fairly easy to sell it if everyone is saying that, from, like, nobody's questioning it. From your WhatsApp to your media to your Prime Minister, so do you feel that sometimes that pride, that sense of pride, is enough? Uske baad mere ghar ke samne agar goo hai to main chala lega.
There is a reason why people buy this narrative, right? Because as an Indian citizen, as a common Indian citizen, by this same government or whoever is around you, you are treated like absolute shit, right? Any authority figure around you will treat you like absolute garbage. Right, caste ki wajah se, right, you will be treated like garbage. Gender ki wajah se, you will be treated like garbage. If you are a sexual deviant, I'm using quotes, you will be treated like garbage, right? If you smoke, if you alcohol, whatever, if you go around with many women, one woman, whatever it is, doesn't matter what you wear, etc., you'll be treated like shit. So if you are in a situation where you're constantly treated like shit, judged for what your choices, also you know, questioned for everything that you do, right? You have this void inside you which kind of it comes from a lack of self-respect. At one point, every Indian that you speak to, when they go to college or when they get out of college, or during that period, I'd like self-respect ke dhajjiya ho gayi hai tab, right? That is the moment they enter college. Now, if you enter a college during that time and you grow up to be like a completely hopeless person who does not have self-respect, who is not proud of who they are, right? It also leaves this void, which is so easy to fill by, at least I'm an Indian and the whole world is proud of me. You know, you use it as a crutch then for your own fucking sanity. And that's the tragic part of it, that I see so many people, and I'm interacting with so many people because of the live streams that I do. They're lonely, man.
Oh.
And that's the sad part of it. They're extremely lonely people who want attention and who want to believe that there is more people like you, who think like you, who are more kind to you, right? There are so many of them. And they will be there for hours because it feels great to be with a crowd that you can relate to, a tribe that you can relate to. The same is true for the BJP crowd. The same is true for the liberal
exactly.
crowd.
Exactly. Yeah.
The same is true for those fucking uncles who go to ICC, like the IIC, and drink like tea for like 3 hours. Same thing. Yeah. Like all these, you know, intellectual elite in Delhi right now. Yeah. They also feel like they also need to be seen. They need to be known. Right, and then they hang out with their own people and they feel like they're a part of a tribe, and then you call it a toolkit apparently.
I mean, so abhi kal ek Dhoni ka ek video aaya where Dhoni
has he been cancelled yet?
I don't know, but Dhoni is saying
kya kiya Dhoni ne?
kuch nahi behave basic se bhi basic cheez usne bola ha Pakistan mein jana chahiye, Pakistan has some amazing food. ठीक है, अब किसी ने वो वीडियो डाला एंड कमेंट किया कि ये धोनी ने बोला. अब उसके नीचे व्हेन आई स्टार्ट रीडिंग कमेंट्स, ए धोनी सार्केज्म कर रहा, पाकिस्तान में तो खाना ही नहीं है. एंड आई एम लाइक डूड, तू तू कहां से बोल रहा है ये? 80 करोड़ पीपल आर बीइंग फेड बाय द गवर्नमेंट इन दिस कंट्री, तू हाउ कैन यू डू दिस, हाउ कैन यू बी. एंड देन I feel that
yeah, problem ये ना कि वो 140 करोड़ में से वो 80 करोड़ जो बेचारे government dependent हैं वो कुछ बोल नहीं पाते हैं और बाकी के 60 करोड़ चूतियों टाइप चिल्लाते रहते हैं, तो मतलब that is the problem. तो and like, my point is that 60 करोड़ is a huge number कि despite it's not the majority, it still gets heard.
Yeah. Oh. So the entitlement is so bizarre. So the entitlement that you should have is that you are a citizen, you have rights, club membership, mujhe ye chahiye, wo chahiye, just demand things, right? But the entitlement that comes in these uncles or the authoritarian tiny mini Modis is from the fact that this whole pride situation, right? The entitlement comes from that identity which you are projecting, and also being a loudmouth for some bizarre reason. Like as you said, Nishant, yeah. like, you know, out of the 10 people who are around you, one will be a loudmouth. And those loudmouths are somehow the most entitled bodhibhavs that you will find. Right? The rest of the 9 might not even agree with them.
Jo shuru ho jata hai na, wahi hota hai.
Yeah. But the rest of the 9 will also be like, let's say, like 10 logo mein se ek bodhibhavt hai, chilla rahe ho. Right? One of them is like a whatever Congress supporter, jo bhi hai, who counters that person, right? The rest of the 8 will not support the Congress support.
Yeah.
They will be like, "Arey, kyu politics kar rahe ho? Matlab na, like, kitna atmosphere kharab ho raha hai." You know, like that sort of like talk. And I have been subjected to so much of that.
But the same thing, right? So, some of the people I know, jab unko aise randomly baaton mein pata chala hai that you know podcast karte hai, karte hai. There's been a pod not. भाई लिंक भेज ठीक है, बट यार बहुत पॉलिटिक्स की होगी तो फिर मैं नहीं सुनूंगा. आई डोंट आई एम पॉलिटिकल.
अच्छा, उसमें एक और इंटरेस्टिंग चीज है कि
मैं मतलब फिर तू रहने दो, फिर
व्हाट्सएप ग्रुप will be an example, like community WhatsApp groups, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where if you post thing like ki Ayodhya mein mandir ban raha hai, wow, Bhavya Shri Ram mandir ban raha hai, and something like that, and that's fine. But
that's
if
fine.
You post anything that is mildly questioning the government, they're like, yaar, politics mat kar, nahi kar.
Yeah.
So somehow anything that is pro establishment related is seen as, is not even seen as political. So like when people say to
because
me,
that is Deshbhakti now. It's not pro-establishment.
That's what I'm.
Yeah. So it's the definition is different now. Which is like if you are talking about Modi ji, India, Ram Mandir, all of the things that Modi ji is doing, it's Deshbhakti. It's not politics. It's patriotism. It's Deshbhakti. It's all of those things, right? If you are questioning the government, if you're doing anything, that is politics. So that's why all these news channels run this, why politicize this situation? Why politicize that situation? Right? But it's always when the government is being questioned. It's never when they are doing the politics, right? When they are like talking about Ram Mandir, or even like this like suspension thing, right? Why are you politicizing this? अरे व्हाट आर यू टॉकिंग अबाउट
पार्लियामेंट में और क्या चाहिए भाई तेरे को
या और क्या चाहिए तुमको
ये तो स्टैंडर्ड है
द सैड पार्ट इज दैट अ पर्सन लाइक मी और यू और निशान विल नेवर गेट अ प्लेस ऑन दिस टीवी डिबेट्स बिकॉज़ जो भी जब भी कोई पूछेगा ना कि अरे व्हाई आर यू पॉलिटिसाइजिंग आइदर थ्री ऑफ अस विल बी लाइक अच्छा बताओ वैसे व्हाट इज योर डेफिनेशन ऑफ पॉलिटिक्स आई थिंक ऑल थ्री ऑफ अस विल हैव दिस क्वेश्चन they'll never put people like us, the sensible, the smart, because that doesn't sell apparently, because we just have to scream and shout and talk about our identities,
which goes back to what we initially taught. Don't you think that the like when will people realize that these channels also think of them as stupid?
Oh, absolutely, that's what is happening now. I think you know what will happen is that old people watching TV is such a great thing. You know, old people, but the old people, uncles watching TV is such a good thing because all the young people are seeing that your dad who you hate, who has like shitty political opinions, misogynist, bullshit opinions, is watching TV, which means he's mere liye nahi hai. I feel like that is also happening, which is, and when we were young, we also did this. You know this, like, you know, like if there was
positive parent, animal. But,
yeah, positive
in a positive way. Yeah.
Exactly. But at the same time, these young people are going and watching Bear Biceps, which is a battle we will fight.
Oh, yeah.
I think that is also related to loneliness. Like, I just, a lot of it's one of the things.
Yeah, because mujhe to lagta hai Bear Biceps ka, agar कोई ऐसा डेटा आया कि मेरे को तो लगता है उसको जितना एक्चुअल फैन वाचिंग मिलता है उतना ही उसको हेट वाचिंग भी मिलता है which is, मतलब which I never understand मतलब मेरी अब हमारे खुद के डिस्कॉर्ड सर्वर पे मेरी मतलब नॉट लड़ाई बट डिबेट हो चुके हैं कि भाई व्हाई डू यू हैव टू लाइक फोमो है तुम्हें क्या है मतलब मत
देख इट्स वेरी सिंपल निशा इट्स नॉट इवन दैट इट्स नॉट हेट वाचिंग और लव वाचिंग हिज गेस्ट लिस्ट इज अमेजिंग दैट्स इट लाइक सनी लियोने से लेके तुम मिनिस्टर को लेके आ रहे हो तुम लेके जे गेटी बट बीटी वाला कोई तो भी आ रहा है
It, मेरा सिर्फ एक ही चीज है क्या दुनिया में सारी अच्छी किताबें और सारे अच्छी कंटेंट तुमने कंज्यूम कर चुका है जो तुम इसको देख रहे हो मतलब ऐसा क्या बचा है
इट्स कंटेंट एंड पर्सनालिटी ड्रिवन राइट इट्स सो लाइक लो एफर्ट ना दैट्स द थिंग लो एफर्ट वाचिंग इज सच अ थिंग यू नो लाइक
A lot of people अपना Discord या इस मेघना के Discord वो सब छोड़ दो. A lot of the people who went to Bear Biceps when he was in his motivation guru era. And the thing is कि it's not different like our parents believing anything on WhatsApp to be true. Because now they see it in like a digital thing with text. They're like, oh, इसमें तो true ही होएगा. वैसे ही इफ दे सी समवन ऑन यूट्यूब टेलिंग यू कि हे अगर तू ऐसा करेगा तो लड़की तेरे से इम्प्रेस होगी दैट they think that will help them. And it's not you and me. Like, first of all, we are not a book reading country. We don't read. We are not that. And you think about...
Never read a single book in my life.
But think about like a random young boy from Jabalpur who's now going to Delhi or Pune or somewhere for his college. Completely new circle, completely different people around you, some people who are way out of like in terms of economic privilege or even like social, like understand, even if you're very privileged in Jabalpur, when you go and meet people in Delhi, it's a different experience.
Yeah.
तो उसमें फिर तुम घर आके शाम को तुम्हारा सिर्फ जियो का फोन है जिसमें फ्री है यूट्यूब, उसमें फिर तो और वो टाइम भी ना 19, 20, 21, 22 इज द टाइम व्हेन यू थिंक यू कैन चेंज द वर्ल्ड, यू कैन डू एनीथिंग. So you start looking up and sad realities ki 5 minute 10 minute ke jo motivational videos hain ye bahut popular hai. Dusri cheez hai ki this guy as Meghna said, right? If I don't have many political kind of opinions, I will be like, haan yaar S. Jayashankar hai, matlab yaar foreign minister, IAS officer tha pehle, IFS officer, whatever. This, matlab, you know, this is impressive, right? I'll hear what S. Jayashankar is. I mean, aaj bhi main Raghuram Rajan, I know he's on a book tour selling his book, but I listen to all of his videos because I have a personal like thing. I find him very impressive.
Respect for him, liking for him, whatever you want to
say. So I do. So now think about like... Oh,
of course.
Or uske baad na ek flanderization.
That's what I was saying right earlier, that it's personality and content driven both, right? One is personalities that are coming there definitely come with a fan following. Like, you know, there would be an S. Jayashankar fan following. There would be a Piyush Goyal fan following also, why not, right? There would be a Sunny Leone fan following, and all of the fan following together and watching this fellow. The second is content. Like, agar tum Bhoot Prit Yeti ke baare mein baat karoge, that is effortless listening. That is genuinely like, chal raha hai, whatever. Like, for example, Bhoot Prit ke baare mein tu baat karta hai beer biceps. Have you seen Jose streams?
Yeah.
Jose does these amazing like
ghost stories.
Ghost story stream, वो भी तो भूत प्रेत के बारे में बात कर रहा है ना, right?
Yeah.
Just because he's doing it more intellectually, etc., we accept that, and also he's not saying that those are real. But the thing is that I feel like it's kind of the same. I mean, it's kind of the same. Like it's just the kind of audience you're attracting. That is what it is, right? And epidemic of loneliness is a very real thing. Which is like, if you are lonely and you are finding solace in one kind of content or the other, like, why do people watch reaction videos? Like even my partner watches like insane Jabby Koe and I don't get it, right? I see reaction videos of people playing video games though.
Wait. You are seeing somebody reacting to somebody playing a video game?
Yeah. I mean, like people are watching Twitch streams and reacting to them.
Aye, bachche achche kar lo, bata rahe hum.
No, but the thing is ki apan apni baat kar rahe hain, to we can say, right, ki Kimber ke wo videos nahi dekhte kya apan, jisme wo breakdown karta hai kya kya hua.
Haan. Nahi, to wahi main, nahi, that's fine, yaar, main bol raha hun ki even this video game thing is like, I don't keep it in the same bucket as going and watching Beer Biceps or, you know, listening to Jaisai just because you want to react to him or whatever. Mera wo point hai ki, haan, if you have interest in something, put it on the background, but don't like, or try not to just ki yaar isko to matlab kuch udane ka milega, iske lene ka milega, to isliye main dekh leta hu, ya fir kuch memes banenge to mujhe samajh mein nahi aayenge isliye dekh leta hu. That is what I have a slight issue with. Baki to, yeah, if you are interested in anything, put it in the background. Yeah.
Like, there is, so the reason why, so just my YouTube thing, right, for example, I am just doing live streams now, right? I realized that it is a great revenue generator.
Mm-hmm.
For some reason, all the live streams that I'm doing, there are like 350, 400 people watching for the entire duration of 2.5 hours, right? So I did a 4-hour live stream today, which is like you know, everything that happened in 2023. I made a list of events that I think are important every month. I'm going month by month by month. It was a 4-hour live stream, right? About 150 people were watching that, right? And what I also realized is that after I'm done with the live stream, there will be like around 8,000 people who will come back and watch it. And they're watching the entire thing. Like there are at least like 15% people who are watching the entire thing, which means like there are around 1,000-1,500 people who are watching 2.5 hours of me doing Bakchodi. I feel like that is like I also do that. I have that behavior with like people like Hasan Abi, Destiny, Wash, all these UK US sort of commentators, right? Man, kuch bhi baat kar rahe ho to main sunta hu. I don't understand why, but I do. Like, chal raha hai baaju mein chal raha hai while I'm working, while I'm playing, while I'm doing all.
Wo mera wo hai British podcast. Like rest is history, rest is politics. Wo chalta hai mera kinare.
Exactly.
But that is you are actually, even if it's in the background of those podcasts that you are mentioning, you are actually getting some knowledge. And
yeah, सबके लिए अलग अलग है. जैसे अभी मैं अच्छी अच्छी बातें करूँ, मैं अपना वो बुरा बताता हूँ. मेरा जो अभी कोई क्या मैं बताता हूँ. अगर I love watching Pakistani cricket content. Like not
I know
cricket.
I hear this podcast, sir.
So basically the rawness in their emotions is something that Indian broadcasters have gone beyond, I guess. I don't know. So that rawness, like wo, jo matlab ekdam like are ye pavilion player, not just pavilion, even usse bhi har lamha purjosh mere ye to big game and paise khaye na unne saalon ne. I love that. Ya ghante ka king, because
yeah, but that is still I still think there is a difference between this and watching a Jai Sai Deepak interview in the background.
But why, Nishant? That's what I'm asking. That's where I was coming to. Like, I mean, I think we have so much option now. I think we have our own niche things that we watch. For a lot of people, Beer Biceps and Jai Sai Deepak and that Abhijit Chawda is a niche that they follow and watch.
नहीं नहीं fans की बात नहीं कर रहा मैं. मैं मतलब मैं स्पेक्ट्रम पे ऑन लेफ्टिस्ट लिबरल साइड की बात कर रहा हूँ. जो फैंस
हेट वॉच की बात कर दो, ये हेट वॉच की
बात कर रहा हूँ
जो कि आदित्य करता है. फॉर एग्जांपल लोग हंसना पसंद करते होंगे. आई थिंक आई डोंट नो. कभी कभी यू वॉच
कितने होंगे हेट वॉचर्स
यू हैव मेट यार
एक मिनट का क्लिप काट के डालता है कि वो राज.
रिसेंटली मेरे इंस्टाग्राम पे बहुत वायरल जा रहे हैं पगले सामान, मिलियंस ऑफ व्यूज फॉर सम रीजन. वन वाज बियर बाइसेप्स, लाइक हिज होल थिंग अबाउट क्या सन के सरफेस पे इफ यू आर स्टैंडिंग लाइट ट्रैवल टेक्स 8 मिनट्स टू ट्रैवल फ्रॉम
थॉट
हां हां बट थॉट थॉट ट्रैवल
इफ यू थिंक अबाउट इट इट ऑल इमीडिएटली रीजन
लाइक द थिंग इज
थॉट्स आर मोर पावरफुल. लाइक ये क्या बकवास
नहीं ये मैं क्लास 11th में ये बात किया है मैंने. जब मैं 11th क्लास में था मैंने अपने दोस्तों से ये बात किया, बट तब मैं 11th में था. दैट्स द डिफरेंस.
और ये अपने आप को इंडिया का मोस्ट
क्योंकि ऐसा नहीं है, ये स्टेम ब्रोस ऐसी बातें कर चुके हैं.
इट्स एक्चुअली इंटरेस्टिंग, इट्स एन इंटरेस्टिंग पॉइंट राज, बिकॉज़ अ लॉट ऑफ पीपल डोंट ग्रो अप आफ्टर दैट. थिंक अबाउट इट, लाइक अ लॉट ऑफ पीपल डोंट ग्रो अप और डोंट वांट टू ग्रो अप आफ्टर दैट आल्सो. लाइक आई ऑलवेज से दिस टू अ लॉट ऑफ पीपल, ignorance genuinely is bliss. It's not an overstatement. Where a lot of people choose actively to be ignorant because it is a blissful existence. Because becoming a non-ignorant person takes a lot of effort and it is a lot of trauma. I feel like all of us get this, where if we were away from the news, if we were not following, like you guys must be very aware, there must be people around you who do not follow these things. Indulge or whatever. Because they want to be ignorant actively. It's an active choice they are making because it makes them happier. right? Instagram is full of those people. And it is that kind of audience which might be so blissfully unaware that beer biceps makes sense to them.
हाँ वो है ना, द मोमेंट यू टेक द फर्स्ट स्टेप इज ऑल्सो द मोमेंट वेर अ लॉट ऑफ द पीपल यू थॉट ऑफ एज हीरोज विद इन योर फैमिली एंड सर्कल आर द काइंड ऑफ पीपल दैट यू हैव टू स्टार्ट क्वेश्चनिंग राइट सो और इन केसेस उनका पूरा आपका इमेज यू नो इट इट गोज डाउन राइट फॉर यू लाइक पीपल यू लुकड अप टू एंड And a lot of people are not ready to deal with that or even like think of that. And you are right. I mean, so that is the thing. Na, ki the greatest argument against democracy is to go and out and talk to an average voter.
Yeah, it's traumatic. You cannot imagine. Because you realize
have done it.
That I've done it. And it is kind of traumatic because you realize how out of depth you are. But then you turn it around and say that actually there's a lot of ignorance around you, right? And they are living a blissful existence as a result of it, right? And just to get out of that bubble is so much effort. It's insane amount of effort, right? Hanging out with a party where people don't talk about politics is excruciating for me. And I have done that so many times. And now I'm getting used to it, which is also great because I'm also like, yeah, these people choose not to, which is okay.
But the thing is ki, so ab ye to personal therapy session mein ja raha hu main, but the thing is ki sometimes even without you can choose to do that and you can have like a 2-hour meeting with someone fun right, just one, but even in that they will drop something which will then make you think ki iska baki cheezon ka thought process kya hoga, like something very like a wife joke, husband wife joke, jo Kapil Mishra ne kiya, Kapil Sharma, and then you're like, oh yeah, yeah Jethalal something. I'm just abhi make them relatable teachable, but there are other things also, right? And then you start thinking ki, like how then you start thinking about politics. Not you don't say it, but you start on not pol and you know everything is politics.
You start thinking about politics.
Yeah. They don't. Yeah.
They don't. Yeah, exactly.
But you realize that even the most apolitical way of interacting with someone has political undertones. And you just cannot.
Yeah, recently I had this experience where people, like I was meeting a bunch of people and eventually after dinner and a couple of drinks, like it didn't turn to politics, but because there were some Indians there, it turned into ki are Bangalore mein to must life hai, or matlab you know aisa hai.
Cheap labor.
Haan, to wahi ki matlab you know ghar mein sab diya jati hai, sab ho jata hai. That was my cue ki yaar you know
exact mix so because our bubble is kind of
exactly my baby is falling asleep, so I think we should leave now, because uske baad na fir ye hota hai ki I can't agree with them and I don't have the, like I know if I start explaining then it will so it will eventually probably you know affect the relationship, the friendship in the end.
I have
so
the exact same experience where someone started talking to someone who works in Amazon Seattle, started talking about how in Bangalore they are trying to solve this massive problem, and the massive problem is 10 minutes grocery delivery ki how to deliver grocery within 10 minutes, and usne char paanch aise apps based companies ke naam bataya jo ye problem solve kare, and he was like, if this keeps happening I will be so proud of India, and I was like, maine kuch bola nahi, but I was thinking ki our idea of like problems that India faces and the problems that need to be solved are vastly
balcony wala crowd hai na actually.
Haan, like so... kyun chahiye tere ko 10 minute mein grocery, bhai kya karega tu 10 minute mein grocery leke mujhe bata.
Convenience plus I think of something and it arrives, it's great. Why are you dissing that?
I have heard Delhi. Stories where people have literally.
Screw you! I'm proud of India.
कोई ये बोल रहा है मुझे कि मैं कहीं गया अपने घर से, मैं अपना वॉलेट भूल गया, so I dunzoed it from my place to where I was.
Yeah.
ये हालत है.
I need.
तो मेरा तो हो गया. Wow, what an app. हाँ वो साला बेचारा जो 10 रुपए में तुम्हारा वो लेके, हाँ ब्लिंकिट, या सेम थिंग.
it's crazy, right? So Blinkit, so at that day I was wondering, so pandemic time pe we started using like these, and they exploded during this time, like in the 10-minute delivery type, whatever, Zomato, Blinkit, all the things. I realized how used to that I was recently, because I went to my local market after about 2 years, right? Local market, like I now go to like a faraway market where I get like great fish and whatever produce once a week to get grocery, because Blinkit and all is extremely expensive. But I went to that market, local market, and I realized how much it had changed. And there's this regular vegetable wala who was there, who was like, "Arey sir, aage, come." He was like, "Arey, where are you? What?" I was like, "Nahi, hum dur chale gaye kahin, total lie. चले गए कहीं पे, एंड लाइक यू नो अभी आए थे यहाँ पे डोसा खाने, तो बोला कि आके थोड़ा वेजिटेबल शॉपिंग कर, एंड आउट ऑफ गिल्ट आई बॉट लाइक ग्रेप्स एंड व्हाटएवर, एंड अप स्पेंडिंग विद हिम मोर देन स्पेंडिंग ऑन हिम मोर देन आई डू विद ब्लिंकिट. बट आई रियलाइज दैट लाइफ हैज बिकम इजीियर
फॉर यू लिविंग इन डेली. यस
यस फॉर मी स्पेसिफिकली प्रिविलेज्ड इट हैज, बट देन दैट्स द थिंग. If I'm a privileged person who is living this easy life, who is getting everything when I throw money at it, why would I want to disrupt that?
But then that's then my next question to you is that, do you, not you, but a person who's...
Okay, I have to leave, you guys.
But
yeah, I hope when I leave, the recording wouldn't...
I don't think, I think it'll be fine.
Okay.
Chala, talk about it.
So thanks, Meghnad. See you. Bye.
Yeah, bye.
अपन भी थोड़ी देर में वो करेंगे, बट सो माय देन माय नेक्स्ट क्वेश्चन टू यू विल बी, डू यू नो व्हाट डेवलप्ड मींस, लाइक व्हेन इंडिया बिकम्स डेवलप्ड, डू यू नो व्हाट, बिकॉज द मोमेंट इट हैपेंस इज व्हेन दैट पर्सन हु इज ब्रिंगिंग स्टफ फॉर यू विल स्टार्ट डिमांडिंग अ मिनिमम वेज, एंड दैट मिनिमम वेज विल बी समथिंग दैट विल इनहेरेंटली मेक इट वेरी डिफिकल्ट फॉर यू टू गेट दोज थिंग्स डन. दैट्स द मीनिंग ऑफ being in a developed economy where the per capita income is X number.
Correct.
And it's spread out in a way that even the guy who's, jisko mere dad ya koi aata hai, to they're fascinated ki jo, you know, jo ghas kaatta hai samne public area mein, wo bhi car mein aata hai, right? Because that will happen. And then you will not have an easy access to a lot of these things. That, so
of course.
So then are you no, and again, it's not you, but I'm like, are you the apolitical guy ready for that kind of India?
That is why I feel like a lot of people choose to be ignorant, right? Which is, if you come to India, all these NRI, you have mentioned so many of these tweets, etc. On your podcast, where all these NRIs who come to India for holidays, they are like, oh my God, so proud. UPI, delivery apps, the usual, you know, like, all these things are taking India forward. If you ask them ki, how much does this guy who is running around every day get? How much does the Uber driver get? How much, like, do you think that the income parity there is something that you should care about? Would you be someone who would stand up and actually fight for their rights? Would you actually support a law that ensures that there is a minimum ceiling which is paid to all gig workers? Would you do that? They won't, right? And they don't want to think about it, because then that means that the convenience is gone, right?
Huh.
For someone like me, I would support it, right? I would, right? And I'm like, for example, a simple thing, I give tips, right, to Zomato and to Blinkit people, right? And I mean, it's like a $50, $100, whatever it is, right? It's also maybe to assuage my own guilt. Right, because I am also like sort of exploiting the system, which I should also be cursing at the same time, because it kind of goes against my basic core values. But that is the dichotomy that you're stuck in, which is if you are aware and not ignorant, there is guilt, extreme guilt, because you are a privileged person who is taking advantage of all these systems, which are extremely exploitative. Then capitalistic exploitation, late stage capitalism I'm talking about, right? Which is increasing income disparity by leaps and bounds.
I travel for work, and so I get to stay in a lot of hotels. And the same brand and the staff in the same brand in US and India behave so differently. Like in US, nobody gives a fuck. Like morning breakfast, jo buffet hota, right? Married, jo bhi kahin ka. It's there. You go, you serve yours. In India, you can literally ask people to bring stuff to you.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I have seen people like obsequious. And NRIs are very India mein aisa hota hai. US mein to kisi ko farak nahi padta. Kyun farak nahi padta hai? Mere sath kya hua, jab main masters kar raha tha, mujhe pura US ka system utna acche se pata nahi tha. So me and a few friends, we went to a pizza place and got pizza, deep dish pizza, Chicago, a famous cheese tha. And we paid our bill, and as we were walking out, the guy who served us, literally stopped us at the gate, and he was like, what was wrong in my service? Why didn't you leave at least 20% tip? That's now people like an apolitical Indian will be like, is India mein kisi ki himmat hogi mil jata bolne ki?
Exactly.
But a part of me is like, I understand they are as much a human as
empathy. Like what you just described is basic human empathy, right? Yahan pe kisko hai boss? Matlab, see, with ignorance, you have to ignore realities of a lot of people around you, right? There's this a tweet I was reading of some random thing about maids, you know, domestic help, right? Which is someone was arguing with like a right winger, and they said that, you know, domestic helps need to be paid equally, or you know, they need to be given leave. They were talking about menstrual leave, right? So they were like, do you give your maid a menstrual leave, right, when they ask for it? Like this Smriti Irani thing that happened, the whole thing. So the person is like, yeah, if they ask for it, I give them the menstrual leave. Like, oh, do you treat them equally as if, you know, like you treat everybody else? And the person is like, yes, I genuinely do. I try to give them leaves. I do everything that is required. And then they're like, liar. Okay, liar. Like, you totally lied. Like the person is just telling you, and you just outright say it's a liar. Because what? You don't believe that this person can have empathy? Is that what it is? That, oh, no Indian will be able to treat their domestic help properly? Like this is a little bizarre to me, right? Which is, I feel like there are people in India who have started treating people more empathetically, right? There are. And I know, like, my friends do it, I do it, everybody else around me who I feel are decent human beings do it, right? But at the same time, there are people who don't also. Like, I mean, I know like my parents, etc., who still don't to a large extent, right? But at the same time, when they see me doing it, it does have a profound change on them. Right? They're like, oh, you know, like, and I tell them this, that, you know, no, I've given her a leave. Like, how can she take a leave? I'm like, what are you saying? Why would she come like every day of the month she needs a leave? Every week I give her one leave. It's fine. Everybody gets a leave. Like sometimes she has to go somewhere. Yeah. I give her money. I tell my boss, but like they will exploit you like this. I'm like, no, it's okay. I ask my boss for something. It's the same thing. Like she needs help, I do it. It's very sad that people have just stop believing that people can be empathetic to each other.
That is also an effect of the overall environment that we constantly find ourselves in. Because even after saying all of it, think about a random day we spend and the amount of time it is spent in like consuming content on television. Well, maybe not for you or me, but like an average uncle is still watching Republic and their world is still like angry. And like the thing that is the most interesting about this time that we are living in is that supposedly we're winning everything. And even then we are so angry at everything.
Oh yeah, that's actually very true. Like, if you're winning at everything, that should make you more secure. But
Yeah.
actually, it's making you more insecure. It's just how does both these things work, right? But then again, nobody thinks about these things also. So you are kind of secure in your own way when you are like projecting your national identity and feeling proud and everything, because it is at the end of the day feeling a very deep set insecurity within you. That is the function of that, right? Which is you're a Hindu, you're an Indian, you're a proud Vishwa Guru person, whatever.
The way it comes out is all, but so just example from today. So वर्ल्ड स्टेटिस्टिक्स बोल के कोई ट्विटर अकाउंट है जो ऐसे
आई
स्टेटिस्टिक्स
नो
डालता है,
या
तो उसका एक ट्वीट है, सही है गलत है आई डोंट नो, कंट्रीज विद द लार्जेस्ट अमाउंट ऑफ ग्लेशियर्स, ठीक है, और उसमें पाकिस्तान नंबर 2 पे है। अब भाई उसके कमेंट सेक्शन में दिस इज लाई, दिस तेरे को क्या प्रॉब्लम है यार, इस चीज से तेरे को क्या प्रॉब्लम है?
हर्ट हो रहा है अंदर से, एंगर हर्ट हो
मोस्ट ऑफ
रहा
दैट इज इन ऑक्यूपाइड टेरिटरी ब्रो।
है. लिसन, यू हैव वर्क. सो ओके, आई एम स्पीकिंग फ्रॉम दैट पर्सन पर्सपेक्टिव, द कमेंट, राइट? आई एम अ पर्सन हु हैज वर्क सो हार्ड टू फिल दिस वॉइड इन माय लाइफ बाय क्रिएटिंग दिस नेशनल आइडेंटिटी एंड प्रोटेक्टिंग द नेशन इन माय ओन वे ऑन द इंटरनेट, ऑन ट्विटर, वेयर एवर, राइट? एंड दिस अकाउंट डेयर्स टू से समथिंग दैट आई फील चैलेंजेस माई वेरी आइडेंटिटी. ऑफकोर्स आई रिएक्ट. ऑफकोर्स मैंने बहुत काम किया है, बस इस पे बहुत मेहनत की है मैंने ये माइंडसेट बनाने के लिए. हाउ
बट
डेयर यू, वर्ल्ड ऑफ
सो
स्टेटिस्टिक्स, वॉट एवर बुलशिट.
आइदर यू बिलीव इट्स अ फैक्ट और यू बिलीव इट्स अ लाई। इफ यू बिलीव इट्स अ फैक्ट, इट्स अ फैक्ट, यू कैन नॉट फाइट फैक्ट्स, एंड इफ यू बिलीव इट्स अ लाई देन
No, no, no,
यू
no.
जस्ट डोंट।
No. I see it as an insult. I don't see it as a fact. I don't see it as an opinion. I see it as an insult. That's the difference, right? So if you hear a statement on the internet which does not agree with your worldview, generally, A, you get emotionally activated, right? But as a rational person, a lot of times you sort of calm yourself down and say, okay, why did I do that? Like, this is fine. I can ignore it, right? I don't need to indulge in this or whatever. But if you're emotionally triggered, right, when you see like some statement that does not agree with your view, and you do not ever come out of it, that is when you feel insulted. That is when you react. That is when you feel this compulsion to react also. I think that is what is happening, right? Which is, A, there is a lack of self-control there and rationality, where you are not able to keep your emotions at bay. When you see something that is triggering, which is making you react, which is designed to make you react, you know who is great at this? Babbar Singh.
हाँ ओ भाई ही मैंने तो मैंने आई ट्वीट अबाउट
मास्टर,
कि ही इज जीनियस, ही शुड डू,
मास्टर.
द थिंग इज यू एंड आई कैन नॉट डू इट बिकॉज़ आवर
आई
एम्पैथी विल
कैनॉट.
स्टॉप यू नो देयर इज सम अमाउंट ऑफ लाइक ही विल पिक
Also, you and I cannot do it because it also seems a little pointless.
इवन इफ से आई बोलूं कि मेरा 2024 का गोल है कि मेरे को मैं अपना बोल कि मेरे को 50 के फॉलोअर चाहिए ट्विटर पे, मैं फिर भी नहीं
हाँ
कर
वैसे
सकता, फिर भी नहीं हो सकता, नहीं हो सकता बिकॉज फॉर दैट यू नीड अ लेंस इन लाइक योर आईज विच यू एंड आई नाउ डोंट हैव अनफॉर्चुनेटली
कैन
लाइक।
यू दो, आई मीन, सो
हाँ
एक्टिवली इफ यू से
आई
दैट
हैव
योर
थॉट
गोल
अबाउट
इज
इट।
टू गेट मोर फॉलोअर्स, देन यू विल डू व्हाटएवर यू कैन टू गेट दोस फॉलोअर्स,
Well, there,
व्हिच इज एन
yeah, that's
आनंद
the thing.
रंगनाथन मॉडल ऑफ थिंग्स, राइट? I would say that is Anand Ranganathan, Gabbar Singh, whoever else you want to call it, right? You can basically suspend every and all ethical compulsions, rational compulsions, and still do it.
I don't. So this is where I fail, right? Because I'm being very honest. I've thought about it. Not thought about कि मेरे को मतलब 50 followers ये नहीं सोचा, but मैं सोचा कि what is a template of a Gabbar tweet? I've thought about it कि what exactly is it that riles people? And I can see it. I can kind of see what you know he will basically like ping like random Pakistan Australia cricket खेलेगा and he will pick a Muslim element of Pakistan. And
Yes.
he'll make a comment on it, which has got nothing to do with this, the match or
Yeah.
the the video that is going on, right? एक तो वो कहां से लाया, वो इतना मैं सोच शायद honestly, like I'm not, I cannot go there because for me I would not notice that, right?
Yeah.
I would not yeah. see people that way.
That's also true.
उसके बाद I don't know, like उसके even उसके political tweets are sometimes like things that he puts out are like I can kind of see how he does it.
But you don't know how to do it.
I cannot. I, and in fact, if I do it, so there's another thing to it. I can do it from like my lens. Like I can be as like I can make fun of that crowd. But some of it will actually like either get my account suspended or the next time I land in India, they'll like, you know, do something. Because what he can say and from the POV that he says it is very safe right now. Aur wahan dusri taraf wo ek ladki, right, kaun jisne wo Brahmanism ke bare mein kuch kiya. Just an opinion, man. Like, usko to tumne usse naukri kha gaye tum log. You know? To, some of it is just, I feel ki, it's also like, if this was slightly different, Gabbar needs BJP to be in power. Like, why?
Gabbar actually is the epitome of how you can build narratives also, right? You know, basically, BJP also has this great skill. Like, for example, I saw that mimicry thing. And again, the same thing, right? Mimicry, like all these people outside doing like mimicry, whatever. My first thought was not that, oh, the chairman has been insulted, or like, oh, I can like look at this and how BJP will use it to spin this or whatever. But the BJP knew how they can use it and how they can turn this into like this whole Desh ka insult, chairman ka insult, all the things. And the chairman also knew how to play it up and say that, oh, I'm the victim here. And I'm
suffering. Chacha ko sikhaya gaya, by the way.
But jo bhi hai, chacha ko sikhaya bhi gaya, to kisi ne to sikhaya na, wo narrative kisi ne to bhi ghusaya dimag mein. Right? Or ya fir he came up with it. Jo bhi hai, whatever it is, right? My thing is, I do not have that skill. I cannot look at it that way. It's a different worldview, as you said, right? Which is Gabbar finding all these things or these triggering things, which he knows are designed to trigger liberals.
Like, so he...
I'll give you another example, Shivarur.
Oh.
Shivarur also does this excellently. But also he started, there's this one post that he does, unpopular food opinion. Enjoy. Mm-hmm. A lot of enjoyment happens because sometimes he's like, Nihari is overrated or whatever, right? And he posts a picture of it. The triggered comments under it are insane, right? People get genuinely triggered, right? Again, he also knows how to do this. And he does it.
So,
I don't know how.
Also, I'll pause you there. 1 minute. Huh? So, Gabbar ka ek tweet, I am sure you have seen about the in loka bacha hua hai. Ranbir Kapoor ka, right? Oh, and the baby looks like Raj Kapoor, or you know, and he had tweeted about how no matter like he unka Kapoor genetics is something else, you know, dominant strain that no matter who it mixes with, you know, whatever. And then he's taken it to because they are Dhai Ghar Khatris and you know, they are the people who stood up to Alexander, blah blah blah. Now, someone like you, maybe I will not react, but like someone leftist will say, ye sala casteist baat kar raha hai, ye sala aisi baat kar raha hai, and they will find flaw in the argument that he's making, and then he will say, ki sala ye dekho, and his argument will be, I am just talking about India's pride, and you have a problem with that, and that's how the narrative will be.
Yeah,
so enough plausible deniability and just hinting at something. Now, can I do it? I can do it. So I'll tell you an example. When India loses the World Cup final, after like being talked off as such a great team, that I'm sure you are aware of all that, right? I can say ki, yeah, maybe it's something in our genetics that we are just not primed to beat, countries who are more developed than us, and they're taller and broader and blah, blah, blah. I can do that. But the moment I do that and like I'm still hinting, but even that hint will create like ye liberando isko ye sochta hai Indians ke bare mein, humne ye kiya. So So that is the difference. That is why you and I cannot be that. Huh. So it, his success is as much a factor of where we are as a society. Ultimately, I mean, I'm sure you've done this, right? When you do your live streams and videos, you see how many numbers it hits.
Mm-hmm.
Compare yourself. I'm sorry. Don't hate me. But compare yourself to a Shyam Sharma. And mm-hmm. see, like, have you compared numbers?
Yeah, lots yeah. more.
So that's a factor of the environment also, right?
It's, okay. Mm-hmm. I know what where you're coming from, right? Which is, for example, I did Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like 2016. I had wild dreams back then. Where I was like, all right, I'll do this episode, anti-defection, people don't even know, it'll go viral. No. It didn't, right? After that also, I did a few reports, are you viral? No, it didn't. The first video that I ever did which went viral was a story on Sadhguru. You know, because I was criticizing him, and of course, these Isha people came in and shat all over it, but also watched it. So, yeah, a million, right? And then after that, I realized that, listen, no matter how much I try, how much I do basically smart content or whatever it is, I will never be that popular. Because there is no ability in it, right? And I don't want to do it also now. Like, I am leaning into what I'm good at. So I tried to do that with IVM. I tried to do that News Laundry, where I'm trying to create quote-unquote popular content, which I think will do well on YouTube. I tried to design it that way, all the things. But now I'm realizing for the last 3 months since I started my channel, is that I just want to create content for myself now. And see, like, I mean, it just makes me happier, right? Mereko ye aise hi karna hai. Mereko ek Rajiv Chandrasekhar aur Beer Myself ka 10 second ka sentence utha ke, I want to make an hour long video. Why not? Right?
No, and ultimately, that is the only way to survive. Because
it makes you happier. It keeps me saner and happier. Plus, I don't have this incessant need to please people. Right? I feel like we also have that inherent
thing. Of course.
We want to please the authority mainly. Right? And it's really... I mean, it's a combination of a bunch of things, right? You asked me about Shyam Sharma or whoever it is, right? If someone asked me on live stream today, what is your opinion on Tanmay Bhatt and why doesn't he talk about politics, right? He has such a giant audience. And I'm like, privilege. Simple answer, right? You know, and privilege and also convenience. A lot of people just want convenience now. Which is like, khudka socho, khudke survival ke bare mein socho. That's it. Because nobody else is thinking of you anyway. You're in this shit situation where everybody will mistreat you the first chance they get. So, what do? You just think of your own thing. And that is what it is.
On that note, on that happy note, let's conclude. Yes. I mean, we could go on forever. One last thing that I got is to go viral. And again, as someone who's never gone viral, I just think you have to make sure that a section of people are outraged. It could be ultimately, like even Shyam Sharma, right? What is exactly happening? He's basically picking something. Oh, dekho, wo Musliman ye kar rahe hai. Yeah, the right wing, even Gabbar is like, his whole thing is making people angry. Gabbar is great at making everyone angry, even in his
play. Yeah.
Like that Kapoor tweet, he will make the Bhakt group angry because they will see how the Librandos are reacting to it. So everybody is angry. So, but also, if you start doing it, your jaan ko khatra will happen.
No, but also, I feel like that is when you are someone who is doing that actively, which is making people angry, emotionally triggering people, or giving opinions which are meant to trigger people, right? A Shivarur or these Gabbar Singh types, or even like our entire Godi media, right? Right? They're designed to trigger it, right? shareability does increase, but at the same time, I feel shitty about myself. I have that inherent, I don't know, it's this inherent feeling now that I need to be kinder to people. I need to be hopeful. I need to be kinder to people. And I don't want to trigger them. Even the trolls that come to my live streams, they come in with an intention to trigger me, right? And sometimes I'm so proud of myself for not getting triggered and also working in a way that I also calm them down. Ki, bhai, I know you want attention, take attention. It's okay. I get it, right? But थोड़ा सा वोकैबुलरी बढ़ाओ, थोड़ा सा ये करो, थोड़ा सा वो करो. आई इंसल्ट देम अ लिटिल बिट, राइट? बट आई हैव सीन लाइक पीपल कम बैक एंड से दैट नो लिसन, आई डू हैव अ क्वेश्चन फॉर यू, राइट? यू नो आई डू हैव टू से समथिंग. एंड देर आर सम पीपल हु बिकम रेगुलर देयर. सो आई एम ऑल्सो लाइक सॉर्ट ऑफ ट्राइंग टू काउंटर दिस, राइट? विच इज एक्टिवली लाइक यू नो दिस होल हैबिट ऑफ कॉन्स्टेंटली ट्रिगरिंग पीपल ऑन सोशल मीडिया और ऑन द इंटरनेट और एक्सेट्रा. I want to be a counter to that. I don't want to do it, and I will tell people not to do it also, and I will actively not do it myself.
And there has to be, like, if we keep talking about being better, there has to be a better way. This is not,
Oh, absolutely.
yeah, you know.
Yeah.
On that note,
Okay,
I
sir.
will let you
Yes.
go. मार्क्स
Yes.
बाबा की जय बोल के निकलते हैं.
बिल्कुल.
ठीक है,
चलो, बाय
टेक
सर.
केयर, बाय.
That was fun.